Track 24. Unit 5. Listening 2. Bidding for the games.
To be a success often requires a lot of planning. To be successfully named as the host of the Olympic Games requires planning, patience, and a certain amount of good luck. The Olympics is among the greatest sporting events in the world, drawing the best athletes and huge television audiences. That makes the chance to host the games an exciting prospect for many cities. Being chosen is an honor, and one that can make an economic difference if organized right. But how are cities actually chosen to host the games? It's actually a process that starts years before the games are held. For example, the 6 cities that competed to host the 2020 Olympics had to have their bid submitted in 2012. 8 years before the Olympic torch is lit. The proverb, "Patience is a virtue," holds true. The countries begin the formal bidding process approximately 2 years before the announcements are made, so almost a decade of planning has passed before the games are held. The process must be adhered to, and there are several key steps. Interested countries must first announce their candidacy by telling the International Olympic Committee what city is applying. The 6 candidates for the 2020 Olympics were Rome, Madrid, Tokyo, Istanbul, Doha, and Baku. The application costs a large sum of money, over $150,000. All 6 candidates were persistent because most had attempted to host before. Madrid had taken part in the last 3 Olympic bids, and both Doha and Baku had taken part in the last 2. Regardless, they all wanted this achievement. After declaring candidacy, the process becomes more focused. The countries must complete specifics in an application. The application contains a lot of questions about money, government, and the location, that is, exactly where the games will be held and which facilities will be used. Then the proverb proves true again. Patience is necessary because it takes approximately 6 months for the International Olympic Committee to study the applications and consider such factors as government support, security, and transportation. After careful study, the committee accepts or denies candidate cities. A second round of consideration begins. The cities that are still in contention submit a final bid. An International Olympic Committee group visits each city. The committee does this to get more information on the infrastructure of the candidate country and city. During the visit, the group members view locations that will host events and house athletes. They also get more details about the information outlined in the candidates' files. The members of that group then return to the IOC headquarters to present their ideas to the committee members. During this stage, members from each candidate city attend the current Olympic Games to see how the games work, and to take away any lessons learned by the hosts. After that, the candidates must complete more paperwork. These questions are even more detailed and include questions about how finances and weather might impact the games. Then the countries wait again. An evaluation commission is formed that visits the cities and writes an analysis of the city based on its visit and the files. During this analysis stage, the Commission carefully studies the factors the Committee should consider when making a fair decision. It will say what is good or bad about each application, and sum up whether holding the games in these locations is a realistic goal. The final report is given to the International Olympic Committee. Finally, approximately 7 years before the games, the committee votes by secret ballot, and the host is announced.